Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Following iOS 12 Beta 5's release yesterday, 9 to 5 Mac's Guy Rambo has discovered evidence that Apple's HomePod will soon be able to handle calls on its own, at least when your iPhone is on the same Wi-Fi network. Right now, HomePod can be used for phone calls after you place a call or answer on iPhone first, but the call relies on handoff and can't be started from the HomePod. Starting with iOS 12 Beta 5, HomePod requests permission to enable making calls at setup, alongside existing features like sending and reading messages, adding reminders, creating notes, and checking your calendar. The feature isn't live yet, but we expect HomePod to receive a software update in September that enables it alongside iOS 12's release. And VentureBeat has discovered that R.R. Donnelly was the exclusive partner for Apple's print product services that let you turn your photo library into physical books and calendars. Apple is discontinuing its print product service in September, but R.R. Donnelly has released its own extension for photos for Mac that lets you continue ordering print products like photo books and cards with the Photos app. And also in the news is Logitech acquiring Blue, the maker of popular audio and microphone equipment. And finally, it's Apple Earnings Day. Here's a rundown of what Apple announced in its quarterly earnings report today. For comparison to the same quarter a year ago, Apple reported $53.3 billion in revenue today compared to $45.4 billion. $11.5 billion in profit compared to $8.72 billion. 41.3 million iPhones sold compared to 41 million, 11.5 million iPads sold compared to 11.4 million, and 3.7 million Macs sold compared to 4.29 million. Apple projects revenue between $60 billion and $62 billion for 2018 Q4. Check out 9to5Mac's live blog of the earnings call for much more. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.